Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Welcome to Balanced Black Girl, a podcast dedicated to mental, physical, and emotional health from the Black woman's perspective. Tune in to hear from Black women health and wellness experts giving the approachable advice you need to help you feel your best. I'm your host, Lestrandra Alfred. Let's dive in. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Balanced Black Girl Podcast. My name is Les. I am your host, and I'm coming at you with a solo today. It is just you and me, so get comfortable, maybe grab a cup of tea, maybe get your headphones situated. If you've been tuning in for the past 6 weeks, thank you so much for supporting the Dreaming Big and Taking Back Your Power series. I want to wrap up this series with a conversation with just me and you on dreaming big. So when it came time for me to put this episode together, I was really, really struggling. For my solo episodes, I like to speak from a place of confidence about the topics, whether it is a general topic, a wellness topic, or my own experience, or maybe a more personal episode. I like to feel confident about what I'm going to talk about. And knowing that this series kind of needed to end with a conversation related to dreams, y'all, I did not feel confident talking about that. And I'll be honest, I kind of still don't, even as I sit down to record this. But I realized that that's okay. Even having a space where I'm talking directly to you, it doesn't mean that I need to be the expert on anything and everything. Now, I do think I have a responsibility to not put out misinformation, so we're not going to do that today. But you know, I am not the expert on having big dreams and reaching your dreams and anything of that nature. And I'm actually ashamed to admit that for as long as I could remember, my dreams, I say that in quotes, air quotes, have all revolved around work. Which is funny because if you know me, you know I don't love work in any capacity or context. But nearly all my goals have focused solely on what my next career move was going to be, how much money I could save, how much money I could make, or what actions I needed to take to make more money. And to this day, I have a very hard time dreaming or ideating about really anything besides business and how to feel like I'm no longer treading water financially. And I feel very ashamed to admit that creating this space and wanting it to be positive and abundant, admitting to you all that that's not the reality of how I live is a very scary thing because I wonder, will people still want to listen? will people still be interested? Am I, you know, am I a fraud? But I realized I had to just be really, really honest with you all if we are going to share this space together about where I'm at and about what dreams look like for me. So for the longest time, my biggest overarching goal or dream has been to be able to devote myself to this business full time. And I've been working towards that for the better part of a decade. And I'm still not there. And that's okay. I'm still working towards it. But it's been really hard for me to tap into what it means to dream when I felt like that has been my overarching dream, to be able to dedicate myself fully to this business and to this platform and to serving you all. That has been, you know, probably the longest running dream I've had, and it still hasn't come true. And that's been really, really deflating. And I think because I've focused so heavily on that, it's been really hard to think of anything else or to dream of anything else. I felt almost like I needed to punish myself a little bit because I still hadn't reached this really big, important goal. Like I couldn't have anything else, or like I didn't deserve to dream of anything else. And I do feel proud of the fact that I'm releasing those beliefs because they're actually really, really harmful. So I want to look beyond work when it comes to dreaming. I want to not feel so tied to work and output. And I want to start dreaming of things that, if I'm being totally honest, feel better to dream about, right? Because like work doesn't feel that good to dream about in any capacity. So I'm now challenging myself to dream of things that do not revolve around work or anything of that nature. When I mentioned the topic of this series on Instagram, I had someone ask me what some of my dreams were. And like I just mentioned, you know, my biggest overarching dream has been to be able to devote myself to this business full time and to live abundantly while doing so. And because I haven't achieved that yet, I really drew a blank because I knew that I didn't want to focus on that. I wanted to honestly kind of release the grip of that goal a little bit and just let it happen the way it's meant to happen. But honestly, I couldn't really think of anything else for a minute. And that made me really sad. Honestly, made me realize the chokehold that, you know, work and capitalism and our society really had on me, which is not to say that I didn't think that it was there, because I knew that I'm absolutely a part of this system, but I didn't realize how deep that ran for me. So real time here on the podcast, I want to explore what it could look like to dream of other things. So I kind of want to go through a stream of consciousness coming off the dome with some non-work related things that I'm allowing myself to dream about. The first thing that comes to mind would be to dream about what it would be like to wake up in the morning and feel energized. Wake up and feel ready to take on the day. Wake up and be in a state of peace. To go through routines that feel good, because that's what my soul truly wants, and not necessarily relying on a morning routine as a crutch to kind of get out of bed in the morning. So dreaming about what it would be like to wake up in the morning to feel energized and to be ready and excited to take on the day. The other thing that I'm allowing myself to dream about would be dreaming about having space for creativity that has nothing to do with output. That the end result does not have to be good. It does not have to be bad. It does not have to be a business. It does not have to be for an audience. Being creative purely for the sake of being creative, with no attachment to the end results. Thinking a little bit further about what I'm allowing myself to dream about would be more time in nature and reconnecting with the earth. If you follow me, or if you've potentially listened to some of the past episodes, particularly our episode a few months ago about walking, you may have known that, you know, being outside and walking has become a really big part of my life, and that has really helped me connect with nature over the past year or so in a way that I just never really did. I actually spent most of my life very disconnected from nature and not really appreciating it, and spending a lot more time outside, even if it's just a walk or a hike, because, you know, I'm really fortunate to be in Los Angeles where there are a lot of very accessible hikes and where nature does feel pretty accessible compared to other places I've lived. It's really helped me connect with nature in a way that feels authentic to me and in a way that feels peaceful and inviting. And so now I'm thinking about, what are even more ways that I can connect with nature? And what are more ways that I can dream about connecting with nature? And the first thing that comes to mind for me would be kind of having my own space in nature, maybe just having a really lush, beautiful garden. It doesn't have to be a ton of, you know, land per se, but having a really beautiful space of my own where I can really connect with the earth, where I can sow seeds and witness kind of a full cycle of what occurs in nature, even if it's a very small piece of nature that is my own. Also, dreaming about amazing meals and delicious foods that I get to enjoy. You know, lately I've been getting back in the kitchen more, and that has felt really good to get creative in the kitchen again and to start kind of falling back in love with food again. I've been in a little bit of a rut where I was just super busy and on the go and not really paying much attention to food, and food was almost a means to an end, which for someone like me who's actually a foodie and who does really like to cook and who does really love food, it was just a sad, sad space to be. So getting back to just dreaming about the amazing things that I want to cook or have cooked for me and get to enjoy feels really luscious and decadent and beautiful. The next thing I want to allow myself to dream about more is to just dream about how loved and supported I could feel. I think as humans, we all have such a great capacity to love and to be loved. And one of our greatest assignments in, you know, this earthly life that we have is to explore that. And I think many of us, I know speaking for myself, we only really scratch the surface of our capacity to love and be loved. So when I stop and dream and allow my mind to wander a bit, and think about what could be, I start thinking about really diving into the depths of just how loved and supported I could be, and just how much I could truly love and support other people. I also think and dream a lot about collective liberation. What that means, I still don't fully know. I don't think there's any one definition of that. But what it could feel like for all of us. Like, what would our senses be doing if we were all collectively free and safe and living how we want to feel and not feeling the weight of these systems that are invoked upon us? Just dreaming about what that could feel like feels really, really hopeful. And then the last thing, dreaming about disconnecting a bit from technology and the pressure to influence. So I've been feeling really disenchanted with kind of the influencer side of things. I have just not been feeling it. I've had no desire to talk directly to the camera for social media or to take a selfie or take pictures of myself and put them on social media for a response. And I still do it, and I have done it, But these days, it's largely been more so for collaboration and for brand collaborations, purely because that's what keeps this business running. But doing it just to do it, or doing it to try to get a bigger audience, or to try to get more engagement, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. Not in the social media space. It feels very different here on the podcast because it feels very authentic and it feels like I have a deeper connection with you all who listen to the podcast. But that pressure to have a certain image on social media or to be creative or to use all the tools and be on all the apps, and the pressure to influence and create in the right way, I don't know. I'm just really dreaming about disconnecting from that and dreaming about what that could look like and what that could feel like. How would I feel if I were fully disconnected from that and didn't feel the pressure to influence or create in a way that feels palatable? It would probably be pretty liberating. So that is a big dream of mine. And that's kind of my stream of consciousness of things. If I start allowing myself to think outside of the constructs of work, what I would dream about. So if you, like me, have felt like your dreams have all revolved around maybe one area of life, I invite you to maybe try that same exercise and let your mind just wander, stream of consciousness. Maybe it could be out loud like I just did just now. Or maybe it could be writing it down in a journal and just let your mind wander. Because I don't think dreaming big necessarily has to mean that you're doing these large scale dreams. I think dreaming big could actually feel like a small thing that could lead to a big shift in your perspective or a big weight lifted off of your shoulders. So let your mind wander a little bit if you, like me, have felt a little too connected to your output and work, and like your dreams have been stifled a little bit by capitalism. It could help to simplify it a little bit and dream about how it is you want to feel. So I want to transition a bit to talk about dreaming in the sense of sleeping, like sleep dreams. Now, I'm no expert in this area, but I've been having some really interesting things come up in that area of life. So for a very long time, I could not remember my dreams for several years. I want to say most of my 20s. I mean, I could never recall a single dream that I had the night before. Like, remembering dreams just was not a thing for me. According to the National Sleep Foundation, the average person has 4 to 6 dreams per night. So being the regular person I am, I assume I was falling into that range and I was having those dreams, but I could never remember. And recently, I've started remembering and being able to recall my dreams a lot more. And I don't know if this is because I've been prioritizing sleep so much more this year. I've been sleeping more and getting better quality sleep. I've been relying less on caffeine and kind of letting my body's natural energy rhythms do what they're going to do. So I don't know if that has just helped me be a little bit more mentally sharp and able to recall that information. I don't know if I'm sleeping deeper and, you know, having more quality time in the REM state. I don't fully know. I'm sure there's a dream expert who I can find and bring on the podcast to tell me. So maybe we'll do that in a future episode. So couldn't tell you why I can all of a sudden remember my dreams. What I can tell you is that my dreams have been wild. I've had some really odd scenarios, sometimes really scary things that lead me to wake up in the middle of the night, which also I never used to do, ever. I used to sleep for short amounts of time, like stay up really late and wake up really early. But that time where I was sleeping, nothing was waking me up. So sometimes really scary things that wake me up out of my sleep. And I've also had a lot of dreams about loved ones who have crossed over, particularly my grandmothers, just dreams where I see them, dreams where I'm back in places where they used to live, really hearing their voice, particularly my granny, who was my paternal grandmother. She just had a very distinctive voice. So I've had so many dreams or so many times where I'm sleeping and I just hear her voice. And I can't even necessarily make out what she's saying, but I know it's her voice. So I started writing things down, if I could recall a dream from the night before. Like I have my morning journaling practice, also have plenty of podcast episodes about journaling where we've talked about that. So I started just jotting down notes into my journaling practice about my dreams, or if there were themes that came up, or if I dreamed, you know, I was at granny's house in the backyard, or recalling this thing that happened in college, or going back to this childhood place, like just writing those things down. Now, I'm going to put my woo-woo hat on here because I don't necessarily think certain dreams or dream themes equate to blanket messages for everyone. Like, I don't think, you know, if you dream about your ex, that means you want to get back together. I don't think that's the case for everyone every time. However, I do think dreams offer an opportunity to take a peek at what's happening in our subconscious. And by writing them down, when I can recall them, I've felt a lot more in touch with myself and with my emotions. For a really long time, I did not have a lot of memories when I was younger. I just didn't remember. I mean, if 2 years ago you would have asked me about something that happened in middle school, couldn't tell you, because I could recall absolutely nothing about my life in middle school. I could remember what my middle school looked like, but any other detail about like middle school, have no idea. And through being able to recall my dreams, I've also been able to unlock more memories. And that can be kind of a slippery slope depending on you and your background. And I'm not telling anybody to potentially unlock something that you may not be ready to unlock. But it can be really helpful for getting in touch with yourself and with your emotions. And it's really helped me connect with my younger self in very important ways for growth and for reflection. It's an opportunity to be fully uninhibited and uncensored. And the more I write things down, the more I allow myself to explore those dreams and recall them and not be afraid of them and not be afraid of those either memories or different areas of life or feelings that I have or weird messages that my mind comes up with, the more fascinated I am by what I uncover. And I will say the practice has really helped me express my feelings and emotions so much better, which was really, really hard for me to do for a long time. And it's also really helped me tap into vulnerability that I've always had, but really guarded myself from. And that has helped me have important conversations. It has really deepened my connection with myself and with other people. And it's been a really, really beautiful, even though a slightly scary thing to witness. So I'm going to continue doing that. As I'm able to recall dreams, I'm going to continue writing them down, writing down what happens and seeing what happens from there and seeing how it continues contributing to emotional growth. So if that's something that you can relate to at all, that piques your interest, I recommend adding a few lines about your dreams to your journaling practice. Anything that you can recall, details, people, situations, write it down after you wake up and see if you notice any patterns or messages that your subconscious mind may be trying to share with you. Do you notice that you're getting different messages or having different dreams at certain times of the month? Are you having wild dreams around the full moon, but pleasant dreams around the new moon? I don't know if that's a thing. I'm rattling off ideas here, but these are all patterns that you can look towards to see what your subconscious mind, what your insides are trying to share with you. And that could be really helpful for you. So to help you with this, I actually created a digital dream journal for you housed in Notion, which is my favorite tool ever for keeping my life together. And you can download and use the journal for free by visiting balanceblackgirl.com/dream. We'll have that linked in the show notes, but if you go to balanceblackgirl.com/dream, I will send it to you, and hopefully that will be helpful for letting you kind of unlock what's happening with your dreams and seeing if you feel safer leaning into your dreams and recalling them. All right, so let's put this all together. As we close out this series, and as I reflect on the conversations we've shared on the podcast, I'm realizing that one of the most powerful ways we can take our power back is to allow ourselves to dream unapologetically, to show ourselves grace and compassion while we're on our individual and collective journeys, to allow our dreams to be bigger than the systems that try to stifle them. And I think dreaming big and taking your power back is about giving yourself room to breathe and just be. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. Thank you again for tuning into this series and for being a part of the conversation. Head to the show notes for that free dream journal I talked about, again, at balancedblackgirl.com/dream. Start writing some things down and creating space for some of those dreams to come through for you. Really want to thank our sponsors for today's episode. Again, if you head to the show notes, you can check out discount codes and more information there. And we always have expanded show notes at balancedblackgirl.com. So if you have not checked out the blog lately, check out the blog. There's some good things happening for you. And last, I want to just give you a little update of what's to come from here as we wind down for the year. So for the rest of the month of December, I am going to be taking a little sabbatical, and I'm very, very excited about it. So not going to be creating or releasing new episodes. Balanced Black Girl has had a huge year, and I'm really excited to take some time off to recharge, to start cracking on some of those things on that dream list that I talked to you about, particularly spending time in nature, connecting with others, loving and allowing myself to be loved. So I'm taking a little break from work and from all things work. Taking my power back from the systems that tell me I need to grind constantly. I'm giving myself some space to dream big. So over the next few weeks, we'll be sharing rewind episodes of some of our favorite classic Balanced Black Girl episodes to help you wind down and get ready for the new year. I'll be back in January with fresh new episodes, new interviews, and even more resources to help you reframe the reset and start the year off on the right foot. But don't skip the rewinds, y'all. They're all good reminders. I'll be tuning into the rewinds and revisiting some of the amazing conversations from our past guests. So keep tuning in, stick with me, and I will talk to you in real time when we're back in January. So thank you. I hope the end of 2021 is peaceful. I hope it is restful. I hope you're able to pour into yourself, to dream big or small, and to take your power back. So I will talk to you later. Thank you for tuning into Balanced Black Girl. If you enjoyed this episode and feel called doing so, we would really appreciate a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out the show notes and more offerings at balancedblackgirl.com.